This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Welcome back to Private Parts Unknown, a podcast about love and sexuality around the world. I'm Courtney Kosak, and today we are crying it out, privates, because our hearts are absolutely destroyed by our dead dogs. Seriously, have you ever lost a dog or a beloved pet? It is the worst, the absolute worst. I fully admit that today's topic is not sexy, but it is about one of the most important relationships that people have in their lives, our relationships with our pets. And scientifically, it can be as hard to grieve a pet as a parent or a partner. This is like a really significant grief. I lost my beloved dog, Georgia, in December, and it was so hard for me to process. I just had to let myself like fully be in it for a couple months. And it was a moment that I had been dreading for basically the entire time I had her. I was like, oh my God, I love you so much. It's going to be the absolute worst when you are gone. And so I would, do my best to fully be present and appreciate her every day. Dogs are awesome for that. But there was no way to prepare myself. It was as awful as I thought it would be. And I tried to find some podcasts to help me through the grief. And, you know, there are a couple out there that are okay, but I thought I would make my own to add to the mix. So this is going to be a three-part series on pet loss. Our first guest is Sherry Doyen. Sherry is one of my best friend's mom, and she is also a professional healer.
Hi, I'm Sherry Doyen. I am the founder of Quantum Therapeutics. We rehabilitate CPTSD and PTSD and dissociation and rapid time from crisis to stability in 90 days.
In this conversation, Sherry explains a little bit about her work healing complex trauma. We also talk about grieving our beloved dogs, my Georgia and her Nina, and our dogs as protectors and the best friends we could ever have, and the fraught experience of getting another pet after losing one. Spoiler alert, this story does have a happy ending for me, but you are going to have to wait for episode 3 of this series for all the details. But first, we are going to hear so much sage wisdom to help us get through this grief from Sherry. She is so delightful. You guys are going to love her. So here we go. So yeah, I'm so excited to chat with you. I've been watching your evolution and I can't wait to hear about, you know, the healing stuff that you're doing and all that. But the reason that I wanted to have you on is because I know you as such a pet lover, like always, you know, when we would go, I would come to with Danielle to your place. You always had so many pets and Danielle always had a menagerie. So I thought you'd be the perfect person to talk to after I just lost my Georgia and it's been so traumatic.
I met Georgia.
You met Georgia?
Yes. Years ago when Danielle was out in California.
Oh, when you came to visit Danielle and she had Polly and
you were living above her, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Early days.
The early days.
So yeah, she was such a special baby and now I'm like, fuck. So I wanted to do this series on it and yeah. But tell me about like, yes, you've had all these pets and what's your experience when it comes to the end?
You know, up until this last one, my animals have all died very naturally, which, you know, was hard for me, but it was like, okay, thank you for being with me for this time and keeping me safe and protected, right? Because I don't trust any person more than I do my animals, really.
Totally.
So my last Nina, you know, it was COVID and she had been ill and she wanted to swim in the ocean, you know, because I can hear animals talk. So she loved to swim. She wanted to swim in the ocean. So during COVID, we went to Mexico and we spent COVID in Mexico and she got to swim in the ocean. And one day she took this epic swim and came out of the water and that was that. She, you know, went into collapse and I'm in Mexico. I have to rush her to the hospital, right? And, you know, she never got to come home. I ended up having to put her down. She had.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And, you know, I always feel so safe with my animals, right? So I'm in the tip of the Yucatan with my Chihuahua now, right? I had this 90-pound dog that I felt very safe with. And I'm like, okay, now I'm supposed to drive out of the country with no dog. So, yeah, it was quite an ordeal. And my Chihuahua is just now starting to come out of that. Her mourning was almost like debilitating for me. Like she kept, you know, running over the island, trying to find her and looking in people's houses. Like it was, yeah. So that was my last journey. But now I have, you know, Izzy, she's 2 in Great Pyrenees and I have a new guide.
There's a part of me that's like, she was the best dog ever. I know this sounds so stupid, but like, it's almost like there's not space for like another me to love another dog that much, or I don't know, just like a resistance to
it's true
getting another dog. But it seems like that's the only, you know, I don't know, to get that energy in your life again.
How long's it been?
I mean, just a few weeks, but even the thought of doing that in a couple months.
Yeah, like it took a while. I mean, Nina was a brilliant creature. You know, I work with trauma and she did a lot of work with me, right? Like she was really a true therapy dog by nature. And she ended up riddled with cancer and passed on. Now I have Izzy and she's like a clown. She's a clown. And everybody loves her and she makes everybody laugh. And it's a very different energy. Like she's, you know, she's just a clown and, you know, she does her work too, but it's just different. And I guess, you know, I'm getting old enough. I've had a lot of creatures in my life that,
yeah,
I mean, I can't imagine trading one of them. They've taught me more than I could learn from any human.
And there's just more, like your heart expands when you get another one and that's how it works.
It's like losing a person. It's like, you know, I still like can wake up dreaming about Nina.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I'll wake up dreaming about her. She'll pop in and, you know, she's always watching. She'll pop in. But like, you know, life is happening with Izzy today, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's important for us to just really be like, okay, what's next? Who's my next guide going to be? Because to me, angels don't stay around very long. This is a really heavy earth, right? You know, heavy energy.
You are so ethereal, Sherry. Like I, you know, when I knew you, I feel like you had just, you were editing your book with Danielle, right? That was like when, yeah, we were living, you know, in the same building together. And you have just done an incredible, gone on an incredible journey with this work. So tell me about what you do.
Well, thank you. I developed a process or a system, which we're establishing as a new modality for healing complex PTSD and PTSD. And right now I work with the human trafficking organization in my area. And, you know, I'm just like, how deep can I go? And it still work. And, you know, crisis to stability, even for that depth of trauma, is about 90 days. So we're really doing a lot of training and, you know, getting it out there because I'm 63 and only one person. So we're trying to be like, okay, let's spread this, because I find that people who are trapped in PTSD and the effects of trauma are some of the most brilliant people. Mm-hmm. And when we can release them, they go off to do some amazing things. Like I had an astrophysicist go and discover a galaxy.
Oh my goodness. Right?
Like, you know, it's like, okay, you know, and he was so trapped, you know, in that space. So most of the people I work with are extraordinarily psychic and extraordinarily gifted beings. And, you know, our world is not that. And so they spend their time trying to be normal. And what is normal but average or below, right? And like, it's like Harry Potter when he's locked in the closet, you know, and like blowing shit up. Like, that's them. They're blowing their lives up. And I had one woman yesterday, and, you know, she was talking to her psychiatrist about this vision she had. And she goes, oh, do we need to adjust your meds? And it's like, no. You know, so that's what happens is a lot of these very brilliant people end up drugged and can't hardly even hold their eyes open. I had a woman, like, she was sitting here like this. I'm like, yeah, talking about, you know, spirit and the hierarchy of the beings, and, you know, and they've got her drugged out of her mind. So we've been kind of punching this wall going, you don't need the drugs, right? When you knew me, I was on 11 prescriptions.
Really?
Yeah. And trying to function. I was on 11 prescriptions.
So then what is the work that, like, just a lot of therapy, and I know you do like some sound healing too. How does that stuff all work?
We use a lot of different modalities, you know, because I really believe, you know, when we hit trauma, it affects all of our layers of being, not just our mind, right? Our bodies are affected, our behaviors are affected, our mental processes are affected, our energetic process and spirituality is like in the toilet. Because nothing has been working. So, you know, when we're like working in this space, we have to really create some order through their timeline, right? You know, because they've got all these glitches that like keep pulling them back. So when we can release the glitches and create order in time, then we can start working out front and we don't ever have to circle back anymore. So, you know, like working with the human trafficking in 90 days, they're not having to think about being raped last, you know, a year ago. They're not having to think about that anymore. They're at a point where they can go, huh, who do I want to be? Working with this beautiful woman today, and you know, she said, you know, I never really thought about that before. Like who I want to be. I've always just been trying to survive. And you're not thinking about your future if you're trying to breathe, right? So, you know, it's cool to see people start actually creating life. It's super rewarding, like super rewarding, right? To see people just go off and start living.
I bet. And it all started with the story that you wrote about your own experience, right? And people can still get that book.
Yeah, absolutely. Chronicles of Tigua. It's on Amazon. Grab it up. And yeah, because, you know, I mean, we had to live through that some way. And if we can tap back into how we survived, I mean, that's how I got through it, right? I had a lot of access to things that people made illnesses later, right? You know, what is psychosis but seeing visions? What is schizophrenia but hearing voices, right? You know, so most of these people are really afraid to declare what they're experiencing. So they're just embedded in fear. Like if you're hearing voices, which I hear voices all the time, I can hear the plants talk. I can hear the animals talk. Like I'm always hearing voices. You know what I mean? Hey, and the plants do talk. Do you know that? And they now have, like, I've always been able to hear them sing, right? And like, you know, don't say that out loud very much, but now they have a device that amplifies the voice of the plants.
Oh my God.
So now
you're ahead of your time.
I can fuel all my work with the plants singing. Yeah. Yeah. So they're always singing at my house. Yeah.
Do you think part of the problem is just like, I mean, yes, there's definitely some clear sources of intense trauma. But for the little t traumas, it's like the way that we live also creates this kind of fear and pressure and, you know, all that stuff too. So even if you haven't had a big thing in your life, you might still be riddled with that stuff.
Yeah, because I mean, even our religion, everything is like all, you know, people will be like, oh, I'm a God-fearing person. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, that sucks. You know, like that takes all the fun out of everything.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but that's kind of how our world has been set up, right? Like, you know, our economy is based on people suffering. Mentally, physically, financially, you know, in every way. So I think that's on purpose for sure. Because fear and suffering, you know, separate us from the magic.
Oh shit, privates, do not even get me started about our sponsor, Factor. I freaking love Factor because eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. It's actually 2.5 minutes in my microwave, but speedy nonetheless. You have over 35 different options to choose from each week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. I am personally doing Protein Plus, and it is amazing. I usually struggle to get protein, but not with Factor. And also, there are 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Factor is helping me so much. I'm currently planning a wedding. I'm getting married soon. And, you know, I want to look great for my big day. And Factor makes eating healthy quick and easy. And I know I'm going to look banging on, you know, my wedding day. So, like I said, they have 2-minute meals. That means you can fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. They have pancakes, smoothies, and more, so you can discover a wide array of easy options for the entire day, including breakfast, midday bites, and more. And there's no prep, no mess meals. I have no time for cooking, but Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, no cooking, or cleanup required. You just seriously throw the little tray in the trash. Could not be simpler. And it's flexible for your schedule. You can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can press pause or you can reschedule your deliveries anytime. So it totally works with your lifestyle. Totally works with my lifestyle. Factor is the perfect solution if you are looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. And you can sign up and save. The math is mathing, okay? Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. And like I said, have you looking banging for your wedding day like me? And let me tell you, on the delicious note, the meals I have been eating are ridiculously good. Garlic mushroom chicken thighs with the creamy cauliflower rice and garlic green beans. Okay, that one was a banger. Smoky Gouda chicken with roasted red peppers and Parmesan green beans. I literally saved the package. It was so good. I was like, I gotta tell the privates about this. Parmesan cream shrimp and zucchini noodles with herb Parmesan broccoli. Yes, please. Nom, 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 nom. Not to mention spicy peanut grilled chicken, red pepper queso chicken, herb crusted chicken. I am seriously eating so, so well, you guys, and it is all because of Factor. And I don't want to be selfish. I want you to join Factor too, because I seriously love this brand. It's delicious, nutritious. I eat it all the time. So head on over to factormeals.com/private50 and use code private50 to get 50% off. What? 50% off? That is freaking incredible. And yes, they are giving 50% off. That's code PRIVATE50 at factormeals.com/PRIVATE50 to get 50% off. You guys, come Factor with me, okay? We all deserve fast and easy meals and to look amazing on our big day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, you know, the series is for people like me going through a pet loss. There have been a few things that I've done. Like, I have a little altar where she used to sit at the window and look out. It was like her perch. A friend gave me a plant that has like, it looks like her kind of ears. So I put the plant right there and then we light a candle and that's like our little vigil. So we're doing things like that because I don't want to pretend like now she's gone, like she didn't exist. That's not even possible. So how can you do things like that, honor your pet?
My last two dogs still have altars.
Oh, amazing.
They're together now. Yeah, for sure.
What else do you recommend to help with the mourning and the getting through this?
You know, I think it's beautiful. You know, if you're in your own home and you're in a place that you are, you know, you're going to be, I think it's a beautiful thought to dig a hole, spread the ashes, and plant a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Plant a tree that you can look at and know that is growing in honor, right? That's something I would do if I had my own house. I always get another. I call in my next guy, honestly. Like, who's going to be my next companion, right? I do some hard work, and I feel safe with a dog. It's funny because I ran out and got a dog that was the wrong dog out of desperation and fear, like coming back. And I got a little husky that I was the most beautiful creature. But she tried to kill a little bit and she kept biting things and biting people. And I was like, okay, you got me home. Thank you. Thank you. You know, but you can't be around my babies. But I'm super grateful that you got me back to Missouri safely. And now I need a big old fluff dog that can be around anyone. And, you know, and Izzy came. I love manifesting stuff like that. I sat in my yard and I was like, I want a Great Pyrenees. And I had a Great Pyrenees puppy by the next morning.
Really?
That's spirit working. Yeah. Because it was like, okay, I want the right dog. Bring it to me. Yeah.
I've been praying to Georgia that she'll send me the next one.
Yeah, that's it. Like, call it in. Like, I want my next companion. I mean, I've always kind of had a rotation because, like, you know, it's best friends you can ever have. They don't ever, like, doubt. It's like, as humans, we expect that we are the highest intelligence here. I mean, we're having sex with our children, we're shooting each other with guns, we're like stealing, we're scamming is the highest industry on the planet right now. And, you know, we're killing everything else here on purpose. And we claim to be that highest elevation. And truly, like, could you imagine being a tree? Trees talk too. Could you imagine? Like, just being like, okay, I'm just going to stand here in one place and just give and give and give down to people being able to breathe and of my skin, everything. And I'm not going to talk about it or brag about it.
Just watch these people be idiots.
Yeah. You know? And I think with animals, like, their thoughts are direct. Their thoughts are pure. And they don't lie. They just don't lie.
Yeah.
It's not even in their capability, you know. I'd say go let a new one find you when you're ready.
I think that's good advice.
Yeah. When you're ready.
Yeah. Like, we have to go to Texas for a month, you know, in January. And I was like, maybe that's good. It's like easier to travel without a dog, though I would love the problem of having to figure that out. But it's okay. Like, maybe we'll go do that. And then when we get back, we can start looking.
Because, you know, like, I did it too fast. Like, I did it out of desperation when I got Sophie. You know, it was like, oh my gosh, I'm afraid to drive back, you know, which was just like, they were afraid of my Nina. Like, everybody was there was afraid of my Nina, which was funny. Like, she was just a big fluffy dog, you know? But, you know, they were. And I felt comfortable with that, knowing that she would never hurt anyone, but she's not going to let them hurt me either. And, you know, I mean, I've been out, I'm always traveling by myself. Well, not by myself, but with a dog, or like I'm in the woods with a dog. And I mean, you know, I've had Nina come out of the woods, like off by herself and, you know, cross body me out of the blue. And, you know, that person was not going to cross me. You know what I mean? And I, you know, that kind of stuff has happened through the years with my dogs, you know, to where it's like, no, no, no. No, let's get out of here. We need to move on. And I listen to that always, you know?
Yeah. Oh, one more thing I think you'll appreciate is I asked Georgia for a sign because I felt so like empty afterwards. I couldn't feel her around and whatever. My grandma, after she passed, sent me a $100 bill with this initial thing she used to do. So I totally believe in signs. But anyway, I asked Georgia for this sign. And then the day we had some back and forth about her cremation, and the day that they were doing it, when they were doing it, this black balloon flew right over our condo in this like playful way that had her same energy. And it went all the way up, like it was going to heaven. And I was like, yes, thank you.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I've always been able to see my dogs have always like come to visit me and stuff. And Nina didn't for a long time. And it really bothered me, but she's the only dog I had to put down.
Yeah.
You know, I've never like, you know, they've all died naturally and she was in so much pain.
Yeah.
That space of like being drugged out, I think, you know, delayed that because I've just started. I mean, it's been like 2 years, but I've just started like seeing her show up. So that would be a hard thing for me to do again, I think.
Yeah, that's how, I mean, there was like no choice for us. She wasn't a surgical candidate. And it sounds like your situation, like I got to say goodbye, but then I started to hear her labored breathing. And I was like, I can't, I mean, it's like obviously painful for her to keep doing this. I can't do this for like days.
Yeah. Nina couldn't even stand up. She just kept like collapsing. And I was just like, oh my God, pick her up. Like I was screaming. I was like, you know, don't try to make her walk, pick her up, you know, she can't walk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They brought her in. So I've never experienced that before. That was hard, having to choose. I mean, not that it was a choice to make, really, you know, because they were like, she's really suffering.
Yeah. No, they did present it like there was no choice, but it does still feel like a choice because you're ultimately the person being like, give her the drugs. Like, felt, okay.
You know, I was in Mexico, so that nobody could speak English and I don't speak Spanish, and that was on purpose.
Oh God.
So, you know, while I was in there, it was interesting the communication that was happening that was beyond language in that room. You know, because the guy was with tears rolling down his face and he's like,
oh,
you know,
my God,
like showing me her picture. It's like, yeah, everybody fell in love with her that fast, you know? And he was just like, she's suffering. It's not going to get better at all. And I was like, okay, well, I can't keep that going for me. Cause I could feel she was trying for me to like,
So. Yeah, I do feel like Georgia waited for me to get back.
Oh, were you gone?
Yeah, I was out of town at my uncle's funeral and I had to rush back because this happened like in the middle of the night. Like I had to go, you know, it was like this was an intense 12 hours.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for chatting with me about this. Is there anything else you think the privates should know or anything about this?
I think that follow your heart and just love them. And be ready for the next guide. That's how I really view it, you know? I feel like angels don't stay here that long, you know, even in people. You know, those people that come in that are like those lights that just light up everything, they burn out here. It's really dense here, right? So, you know, I think that just love them and love your next one. she'll wiggle a place in your heart too. You know? It took totally. A while. It took a while. Like, I even was calling Nina or Izzy like Nina half the time for a while. But they are very similar, which I feel awesome about.
And now you're in love?
Yes, I'm absolutely in love. She makes me laugh all the time.
Oh.
And Spirit gave me her name. I was sitting here. I was like, oh, so what's your name? And I hear Izzy. And I'm like, okay, all right. Izzy it is. I went and looked it up and it said God's Promise. I was like, okay.
Oh.
Time for some laughter. Yeah.
That is a beautiful place to end. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Courtney.
Oh, thank you so much to Sherry. It was so fun to reconnect with her. And thank you for tuning into this episode of Private Parts Unknown. Stay tuned right here. I have got another episode in this pet loss series coming your way next week. And I have Beth Bigler who will be joining us. And she really changed my life with her advice. For the latest episodes, look down and make sure you're following us on your favorite podcast player now. If you are on most apps, it's going to be like a follow or a subscribe button. If you're on Spotify, there's a little bell button. To stay in touch between episodes, follow me at Courtney Kosak, that is K-O-C-A-K on Twitter and Instagram, and follow the show at Private Parts Unknown on Instagram and at Private Parts Un on Twitter. And privates, I am shamelessly trying to hit the top 1% on OnlyFans always and forever. So if you are interested in a Playboy-style peek behind the podcast, you can subscribe to my OnlyFans account. It is onlyfans.com/CocoPeepShow. Again, onlyfans.com/CocoPeepShow. And it is a horny way to help support the show. So seriously, if you are interested, join me at onlyfans.com/CocoPeepShow. And of course, subscribe to our newsletter. It's privatepartsunknown.substack.com. There is a link for that in the episode description. And subscribe to the Private Parts Unknown YouTube channel for a video version of a bunch of episodes. It's just youtube.com/privatepartsunknown. That is youtube.com/privatepartsunknown. And give us a subscribe. Even if you don't plan on watching very many videos, it really helps us out in the algorithm. And check out my other podcast for more of my audio creations. I have The Bleeders about book writing and publishing, and Podcast Bestie, which is a best friend to podcasters trying to grow and monetize their shows. And shout out to Amy Rausch for the bomb ass theme music. For more info about Amy and her music, check out amyrausch.com. That's Amy, RAASCH.com. This episode was mixed by my beloved audio guy, Michael Castaneda of Plastic Audio. And after enjoying this content, could we ask you for a quick favor? Just go to ratethispodcast.com/private and give us a 5-star rating and review. I would actually love to hear from people in the reviews for this series about their pets. And I will share those in the last episode. So leave a rating and review, a 5-star rating and review, and leave a little note about your beloved pet that you were thinking about when listening to this episode. And I am going to read those tributes on episode 3 of this series. I cannot wait to hear from you guys because our pets are truly, truly the best. So again, just go to ratethispodcast.com/private. to leave a rating and review. And there is one more way you can support the show. We are now on the Fountain app. So if you are listening on Fountain or another V4V platform and you get value from this show, you can support us by sending a boostagram. You can even send a comment along with your boost. And I have to say, those are my favorite messages to get because they come with a little bit of money. Thank you so much for sticking with me until the end, privates. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Love you, privates.